podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so happy you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. It is so easy to set up and break down. I think that's what makes it so handy to use and why I'm basically using it every day at practice. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400. You said that right, $400 off your next purchase. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It is run by a basketball coach for basketball coaches at any level. You're not going to find anything out there, and it's got a 14-day free trial. We believe in it so much. We want you to join. We want you to come and kick the tires around. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But I can tell you people love it. I can tell you that people do not want to leave. Go over and check it out. And it's got everything from clinics to videos to me talking, to lessons, to courses, to handouts, to practice planning, to parenting, to whatever you need as a basketball coach. It's got it in there. Also, go over and check out our other podcast, High School Hoops, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, Funnel Down Defense, and leave a 5-star review. We'd love those. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
Today we're going to talk about the 10 keys to how you deal with halftime. And this episode is brought to you by the great people at teachhoops.com. One-stop shopping. It's a membership site. That will allow you to interact and have a community with other coaches, office hours with me. It has video resources, tons of how to break a 1-3-1, how to run, teach a motion offense, so on and so forth. And then lessons that I've done, I don't know, over the last couple of years, teaching how to deal with parents how to get your kids to work harder. I mean, everything under that you could think of. So check it out over at teachhoops.com. So getting back to our lesson today, we're going to talk about the 10 keys to halftime. Number one is you really need to be able to talk to your coaches. Talking to coaches is really, really important. So what I do is I send my players in at halftime and I gather with my coaches and the appropriate statistics. And talk to them for 2 or 3 minutes. I let the players talk among themselves in the locker room, get a drink, settle, go to the bathroom, do what they need to do. Hydrate, you know, hopefully I've taught them enough to communicate. So that's number two, get the players to the locker room quickly, hydrating and talking to each other. Number three is decide on your emotion. Most of the time, your emotion should be steady eddy. It should be calm. There are times, obviously, you need to go in and light a fire, but, you know, I think they adjust and hear you more if you're calm. Teach 1 to 3 points. That's all you should do. I want to teach them 23 things because you know, as coaches, we see all these different things. You need to be able to teach them the key components, whatever it is. And if you're a summer coach or a youth coach, you're only going to have 3 or 4 minutes. You better pick one thing and pound that one thing in. It's time for adjustment, not speeches. Speeches are for before the game. Speeches are for after the game. Halftime is for teaching. So don't don't give too many of the Newt Rockne speeches. And that goes into number six, which is do not overtalk. I have a tendency to do that sometimes. Plan your warm up. How are you going to come out of the locker room? What are we going to work on? Hey, they're killing us in a 3-2. Well, come on. Let's go out and spend 2 minutes and work on it. Talk about what the first 3 or 4 minutes are going to look like. Are you going to run any quick hitters? Are you going to do any specific adjustments? Those are really important things to talk just before you go out of the locker room. Talk about fouls. Who's in foul trouble for us? Who's in foul trouble for them? Talk about turnovers. How many you've had? How many they've had? And then number 10 is make sure you put that starting lineup back in and make sure everybody's in. So you can adjust these any way you want, but you know, these are 10 things that I think the tradition, the ritual of halftime is really important. And you should be able to talk to your players about what this is going to look like, and you should practice it. We practice halftime, if you can believe that. We practice running in. We practice how it's going to work. We practice how it's going to come out. So the first game, they're not surprised. So the 10 keys, let me go over them again real quickly. Number one is talk to your coaches. Number two, get your players in the locker room quickly, hydrating them, letting them communicate to each other. Number three is decide on your emotion before you walk into that locker room. Number four is teach them one to three, but usually one or two key points. Make sure that they use this time for adjustments, not speeches. Don't over-talk is number six. Number seven is plan your warm-up. What are you going to do when you come out? Number eight is what are the first 3 or 4 minutes going to look like offensively and defensively? Number nine is talk about fouls and turnovers. Those are my keys. Those are two things that I think are really important. And number 10, put in that starting lineup. Make sure that either you assign an assistant coach or you do that. More than one time I've seen head coaches not put in that starting lineup, and you want to make sure that that gets done. So 10 keys for a successful halftime.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like, jump up and down, like I say. Tell your friends. That would be a good thing. Yeah, sell it. Share this on social media. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.